Exclusive: Alabama Governor Rejects CDC Mask Guidance, Alabama Is Moving Forward. By Kyle Morris on July 30, 2021. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey's office says the state is moving forward following new guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, which recommends that individuals, regardless of vaccination status, wear face masks indoors in certain areas. The American people, Governor Ivey included, are understandably frustrated with the changing goalpost and whiplash over the CDC's COVID-19 Chinese coronavirus guidance, said Gina Miola, Ivey's press secretary, in a statement to Breitbart News. Governor Ivey has been crystal clear on her position that there will be no mandates from the state level. As the governor has said previously, the state of emergency has ended, and Alabama is moving forward, Miola added. We have been at this for months. We know what preventative measures we can take on our own and now have a safe and effective vaccine to beat this thing. Ivey's press secretary also stated that the governor does not believe the one-size-fits-all approach is acceptable under current circumstances, adding that school officials should be making decisions that work best for their school. The governor believes that the current circumstances do not warrant a blanket one-size-fits-all approach, Miola said. Generally, it is school officials who are in charge of making decisions that work best for their school. The governor trusts these school officials to make the best decision possible using all available information. Last week, Ivey made national headlines after she said it is time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks for the rise in Chinese coronavirus cases in the state during a conversation with reporters. Let's be crystal clear about this issue, Ivey said. The new cases of COVID are because of unvaccinated folks. Almost 100% of the new hospitalizations are with unvaccinated folks. And the deaths are certainly occurring with the unvaccinated folks. These folks are choosing a horrible lifestyle of self-inflicted pain, she added at the time. We got to get folks to take the shot. The vaccine is the greatest weapon we have to fight COVID. There is no question about that. The data proves it. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.